Well, welcome everybody. Episode 55 of Playing With Perspective, the Suspended Animation Podcast. Hope everybody's doing well, having a great week, and only a couple more days before the weekend. I can't wait. I'm Darren Saul, your host, and I have the lovely Sandra D'Souza in the Suspended Animation Studios with me today. And we're going to be chatting all about building a global marketplace that supports gender equality. So what a fantastic topic, and I can't wait to get into the backstory of this. But before we do, I thought I'd just give everybody a little insight into who Sandra is. So on International Women's Day 2018, Sandra launched Elect to address the gender gap in business with its global procurement marketplace and certification program for small businesses. As a strong advocate for gender balance in business and aware of the barriers women and men encounter in establishing a gender balance, this unique digital marketplace and certification program offers businesses to be shown as working towards gender balance. Elect is aligned with United Nations Global Goal Number 5, gender equality, to be a purpose-driven business where part of the proceeds fund known gender equality projects. So welcome, Sandra. How are you doing?
Thanks, Darren. That's a great intro, and thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, my pleasure. And I'm really fascinated by Elect and the story behind Elect. But maybe before we get into it, tell us a bit about you and, you know, how things are going, and we'll get into some more details behind the story.
As you know, I'm the founder of Elect, and my background, I've actually started over 25 years. I started off in corporate. Yep. I love all things business, and even started as an accountant, but more of on the business side rather than the traditional, you know, accounting and auditing.
Yep.
Anyway, so I worked in the media industry and saw lots of creative characters.
Yeah.
And I got an opportunity to even work overseas. So fast forward to the last probably 15 years or so, I've thought, you know, I was working hard. I was enjoying the corporate environment. I really wanted to start my own business, so I started my own consultancy.
Right.
And over the years worked with also got into tech startups. And at the same time, I wanted to contribute to the society, wanted to do some community work, but I wasn't very good at making lamingtons, not that sort of.
I've made one cake in my life and I've burnt it. So
there you go. But I just thought I really want to utilize my skill set. And so I joined a local chapter of an international NGO called BPW, which is Business and Professional Women.
Okay.
And from there, I've learned a lot about advocating on women's issues. Right. So I actually did that for about 20 years. So geez, I lose track of time. And so I volunteered there on the side, and they were very good. They, you know, managed to get elected as state president, and I worked on the international boards, which is the organization is affiliated with United Nations. So I got to go to New York and really got to see the whole world with so many women and men working together to try and advocate for women and to address the gender equality issues or work at the community level. So I've learned a lot from that from as a volunteer. And I built up, I guess, quite a strong business background. I thought, wouldn't it be nice if I could do both and make this as one thing, have a business that actually, you know, helps gender equality.
Fantastic.
And so, yeah, so I guess it took a while to try and work out from my passion and my desire. It actually took about 6 months to put together a business model that, you know, for Elect, and another 12 months to put together the technology platform to finally get this digital marketplace happening.
Wow, what a journey. I mean, and are there many other players doing a similar type of thing, or is this very, very unique?
No. Actually, the at various levels of government around the world, United Nations, the International Trade Center, lots of not-for-profit organizations try to tackle this issue. Yep. And what I mean the issue is there is an inequality in business. But what got my attention is that I've discovered that 1% of public procurement, public contracts, government contracts, yep, globally,
yep,
only 1% is awarded to women-owned businesses.
Wow.
So there is a big 99% imbalance going on.
Wow.
And the issue is quite complicated. So it's not a simple thing. It's not just about sexism. It's a complicated issue. And so there are various organizations who try to tackle this. A lot of them are doing it manually.
Yep.
And there's certification process and things like that. What I'm doing with Elect is bringing the technology, the digital format, and trying to make it as easy as possible. And instead of just focusing on women-owned businesses, which was the original idea, I'm actually, the research that I don't want to always use the word I, because there is amazing people who have supported me through this journey.
Yeah.
The research shows that the micro entrepreneurs, like any small business that makes less than $2 million a year, and the government and the corporate sector want to connect to this group, but have not found an easy way to do it.
Right. Wow.
And there isn't anything that you can say it's a global marketplace. So Elect is basically filling in this gap and wants to partner with a whole bunch of other organizations, because I don't believe in competition. And I just think that, yes, we're all trying to achieve the same thing. Why don't we all work together? So we've also started building up, I guess, partners to work with, so that Elect can offer this marketplace to their members.
Fantastic. So basically Elect is like a global marketplace platform for different businesses, not only women only, like not women owned, anybody, to be able to do business together and, facilitate procurement and that kind of thing.
Exactly. So procurement, a lot of businesses don't understand what procurement means, but a corporate, obviously, and government, they have that. And they have their own processes. They have to make sure, who they work with can support the services. Yep. In order to make it simple, is I'm looking at what you call the tail spend of the corporate side.
Yep.
And that is the miscellaneous spend. The miscellaneous spend that's less than $5,000 on average, that they don't need to go through a whole bunch of corporate processes.
Perfect.
That the buyer with a corporate card can just buy within their budget. They're obviously buying it within their budget and buying within their policy, but they don't need to engage the supplier in a bureaucratic manner.
Awesome. So a little bit less red tape.
Exactly. That's it.
Yeah. Love it. All right. Awesome. And so then tell us a bit about how a business or an organization can get on and work with Elect.
So we have, there's two sides. So you have the customer side.
Yep.
Customers can sign up, have a profile and just go for it on the marketplace, and it's free.
Right.
For the business side, there is a membership program, but we do have we have a free membership plan to start off with. And you can put a listing. So a listing is where they can buy your product or service.
Yep.
So you go to our website, elect.biz. Yep. You go to the sign up on the free plan if you want. You click on it, you fill out the details to talk about your business. It connects to Stripe Connect. So Stripe has its own onboarding where you put in the banking details, that sort of stuff, to also make sure that you're a legit business.
Yep.
And when you sign on, though, you're automatically as unverified business. So then we get in touch with you and we say, okay, prove you are who you are with your company registration documents.
Gotcha.
We validate that. And then we turn on the verified badge so that any buyers that go on it to know that we've done the check. And that's it. Then let the magic happen. And what we do in Elect in the background is we have a relationship with the corporate buyers. We're also using a biomatching methodology.
Uh-huh.
So the buyers get emails to say, hey, based on your preferences, these suppliers might be suitable for you, and then encouraging that trade to make it work.
Wow. So I can just imagine, I mean, I can understand why it took so long to set up the technology side, because a lot of stuff has gone into the back end of this.
It is. It's actually quite complicated, and wow, having to take into account so many different variables and elements. Yeah. And I also wanted to make sure that it's easy to use. So user experience is very important, and we don't want to be a system that is hard to use and hard to trade. At the moment, we are doing, you know, being a young startup, we are doing a lot more hands-on stuff, but yep, the plan is to automate as much as possible.
Fantastic. And this is global. So anybody can do business with anybody around the world, as long as they're all verified, it's safe, and you can procure with anybody you like.
Correct. We even got a profile or a supplier from Luxembourg who heard about Elect and signed up and put a listing in. So we were stoked about that. So we've got suppliers all around the world. Not yet from South America,
yep,
certainly, and not from Africa yet, but we are actually talking to a group from there. Wow. But certainly the aim is to make it easy to trade from various countries, or even with the COVID pandemic, when we're worried about, you know, international trade, you can just use it as part of the local trade too.
Fantastic. And what's been the feedback so far? What have people been saying about it? Good feedback?
Oh, it's been great. It's the feedback has been, I'm amazed. You know, I cannot be speechless on the interview, but I'm amazed that people want to do this. Firstly, the feedback I've got is, I forgot to mention actually, when the buyer and the seller trade, part of the proceeds go towards a project, which is part of the intro that you said.
Yes.
And when that happened, and that's what also been quite an appealing thing for many people, yeah, is to say that, hey, I can go to eBay or I can go to Amazon, yeah, but I know that if I just trade here, it's actually automatically doing something good. Beautiful. And then making an impact. And so that has been a very positive feedback from that, as well as the ease of using the platform, just to get your profile listing and managing it there individually without needing too much support from us.
That's great. I mean, you know, everybody's been talking about, you know, social conscious and giving back and whatever, but, you know, you still don't hear a lot of companies that really promote something like this. You know, like you hear of them, but you don't really hear a lot of that type of message behind what we do. So it's so nice to come up with a company and a philosophy that really is helping the greater good and giving back to society. And, you know, as you say, people can have the choice of going to eBay or buying from Amazon or whatever, or buying a similar service or product with actually doing some good to the world.
And Darren, can I just point out that actually that you've raised a very good point. And Elect is not a charity. Elect is not a not-for-profit organization. Yeah. It's actually a, you know, profit business, or yeah, trying to be profitable, obviously. Yeah. But it is a profit business, and it's showing. I really want to show the world in a way that you can have a business, make a profit, but contribute towards the society or the community in a positive way.
That's fantastic. Sensational. And so what, just out of interest, what are some of the projects that you are working on, you know, international projects that you are funding or assisting?
So there are, so we've partnered with B1G1 to, as the first step of funding the projects. Yep. And B1G1 is buy one, give one
yep,
in Singapore. Lovely. And they have a very rigorous process to verify the charities and also the projects.
Right.
And then the projects that they have, we don't just give money to it. All their projects, they actually put a value of the impact that you can support the projects. So the projects that we've selected include for a certain, you know, for $10, let's say, you are funding a woman to take business training course.
Wow.
For $5.60, you are buying a sewing machine for the group of this community women in Africa,
wow,
who can make clothes and sell clothes, which gives them the empowerment and help, you know, build business. And there's various projects, and they also make sure all of their projects are aligned with the UN global goals, which there are 17 of them.
Yeah.
But we pick the ones that are aligned with goal number 5, like you said, and so that there is a clear transparency of every trade on ELECT impacts on these projects, and you actually get the value of how it impacts.
Wow. And you get some feedback from those projects and put them on the website and show people the journey and the updated story of what's happening and how the contribution has impacted the group and the project. And
by having a partner with B1G1 who have all this information that we can work with them on to share that with our database, because yes, we want to provide that social impact, but we also, you've got to be realistic in terms of, do we focus on the business to try and grow the business, and how do we support the projects, which is what we want to do.
Yeah.
They make our life a lot easier, and they provide us the information which we can then relay back to our, customers.
Oh, fantastic. And so what stage are you at with ELECT? How many people have you got working for you now?
So we are a startup. Yep. We officially launched. Well, we did a soft launch last year on International Women's Day. Yep. Nice. As the birthday. But we had a lot of technology problems. Nice. So the real launch was actually the start, like January this year.
Wow.
When we finally could do a hard launch. And so where the team is, I think we've got about 7 people on the team. Including myself, on the website. I only see 6, but we've just got 1 extra person.
Sensational.
And they're doing amazing work with the platform, with ELECT, with marketing, with IT, with operations. By offering it with the COVID, we've been offering to support as many businesses as we can. So we've given away, and that's why we came up with a free business plan. So a business membership plan is because we had a paid membership. But we actually gave that away. We just said, look, the focus is to help as many businesses as possible.
Very nice.
And when I did that, when we did that as a team, it was amazing the positive impact that we could help businesses. So that has really helped ramped up things.
Sensational. And it's also must be an amazing feeling for all the employees to be working for a company like that. That is really, and they feel like they're doing something good for the world, which is another great reason to get up and go to work.
Exactly. Just to see the enthusiasm. And we have, guys and girls on the team. But the whole thing is truly just all of us working together to really, make this business happen. And the marketing person loves finding articles about gender equality.
Oh, yeah.
Our web guy is saying, putting all these research reports onto the website, going, wow, this is, pretty cool. And to see that, the impact that we can do with ELECT is something that's different for everybody that's on the team. And it's something that they are really excited to be part of this business.
How fantastic, Sandra. Well done. What a great concept, and well done for actually implementing and executing it and getting it, up and running and live, and it's giving back in this period as well. So I'm sure that, that's going to bring back a lot of great brand recognition and trust for the future as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Darren. And look, like any startups, we're always a bit nervous, but the fact that the feedback has been really positive and people do want this, that's the whole thing. We're not doing it just for fun. We're actually seeing the desire and the demand that people do want to be part of ELECT.
Would you like to open up offices in other parts of the world, or are you happy just for one centralized office? Or
it's interesting that you also say that. You ask very interesting questions. So I've the traditional sense of opening up an office everywhere is what you show as an expansion, and that's probably something that we do need to do. But with the COVID pandemic, working from home, having all of your team to work from home, and we use our virtual tools. We have daily meetings with our Zoom. We use our chat, online chat platform to talk to each other.
Yep.
We use all of our online tools. It doesn't really matter where we're all working. At the moment, we are working along the Australian time zone.
Yeah.
But I would actually like to see, I think talent can live anywhere around the world. And if the person who are talented with what they're doing can support elect and can do their job, I reckon, you know, we can be international without the need of having different offices.
I agree. And, you know, this period has proven that, you know, we're all so efficient and so productive, and we've adopted, you know, virtual technology so well that I think it's definitely changed us moving forward.
Well, there are companies that are already doing that. The ones that are well known, called Zapier. I don't know if you've heard of the software.
Yeah, I've heard of Zapier. Is that like a CRM?
No, they're the connectors. They're the one who, automation, yeah. Yes. And TopTal, which is a recruitment for top talents. Yep. And Zapier have always talked about, they've got over 200 people all around the world, and they're completely remote workforce.
Wow.
And watching them before COVID to see, I wonder how I could make that work, whether that would work. And to be honest, I'm a people person. I'm a hugger.
Yeah.
I like people, you know, in person, kind of like, you know, I do miss that.
Yeah, me too.
But seeing, yes, like you said, you know, it's working. And if it's a good way to work for everybody that gives you that flexibility with your family and your life, then we just try and catch up when the travel restrictions are lifted. You know, catch up once every quarter, as a team together, that could be an option. And TopTal, by the way, TopTal, they are well known for not having a head office and that you do not know where anybody is.
Great. I love it. So it could be in the coffee shop. It could be in the swimming pool. It could be anywhere. Fantastic. And I can only see that, you know, happening more and more as we move forward. It's a whole new world now. Technology is here at scale, and you know, the utilization of what we can do now is going to keep changing the face of business forever.
I completely
agree. At a rapid rate. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Fantastic. I love that. And so, Sandra, I would love to hear maybe a case study or two of how, you know, a business has really succeeded or been kicking some massive goals on elect, or, you know, have you got any case study or example for
that? I have a case study that I would like to share.
Sure.
And we haven't done a trade yet, but we're getting close. It was that. So so we're part of a Circular Nation, and they're doing amazing work supporting micro enterprises with the Indigenous Australians over in the remote communities.
Right. Wow.
And they make not arts and crafts, sorry, fashion. And so there's an organization that were going to represent Australia in an international conference.
Yeah.
And they wanted to have unique uniforms to wear. And so, you know, I said, well, you got to buy off Elect, because we've got Circular Nation and they have these outfits that could work with you. And obviously, that's not a typical transaction, because there's a little bit of conversation.
Yeah.
But firstly, they were very happy to support Elect and do the trade through there. And secondly, it was an international organization working with the Australian counterparts to liaise with these Indigenous women-owned businesses in the remote communities.
Sensational. Well done. That's what a great story. That's absolutely amazing.
I hope. Well, I think it's amazing. And so they're getting visibility of their work, which, you know, which we know there is a demand for. And it's bringing them out and showcasing their work. And especially in this now online profile that they would have not received before. This is something that I feel very proud of.
Yeah. And this is like another amazing platform for people to create awareness for what they do, when before they would have never had the opportunity to do that.
Exactly.
And that's technology.
Yeah.
That's technology is to blame. I love it. It's just brilliant.
And technology connecting businesses, technology connecting people.
Yep. Absolutely. I agree. Well done. And so, Sandra, if people want to get in touch with you and or talk about Elect, or, you know, the philosophy behind it, or how they engage and, you know, become part of the marketplace, how do they, what's the best way to do that?
Oh, you know, like you, Darren, I love social media. So they can absolutely contact me on LinkedIn and Facebook. You've seen, I guess you've tagged me on there, so they can find me by finding my profile on your post, and message me, because I do respond. And also on Twitter, if you want to find me that way, or if you want to go for the traditional method, go to our website. There's a contact us form. Send me an email from there, or the phone number, and you'll be able to reach me, and we'll be able to help you however we want. And I like I said, one, I'm a hugger, but two, I'm a helper.
So. That's great. I love that. A hugger and a helper.
Fantastic. That's right. So yes, I'm all, and three, I guess I'm a problem solver. So come and talk to me. We if you think that you like to work with Elect and just you know, let's just chat. Let's just work it out.
Sensational. So for everybody out there who's looking to really, you know, work in with a company and get some brand awareness and actually give something back to the world, then have a chat to Sandra and talk about, you know, working on Elect and getting on the platform, because it's a fantastic organization with a fantastic cause. And I always like to ask everybody at the end, Sandra, what's one or two take-home points or a couple of things that are on your mind at the moment, just to you know, throw out there and help people do what they do every day?
I think it is with us, I guess, in this sort of environment, I would say that being stuck at home may not be so much fun. Yeah. With the self-isolation. I know things have eased a little bit.
Yeah,
but I would say just take the time to do something that take your things, like mind off things.
Yeah.
I've gone back to reading novels, which I'm really enjoying.
As in real books, paper books.
Real books, yes.
Real books.
That you can either get onto your iPad or you order online and yep. get it delivered to your house. And not just the business books that I also love reading. I'm actually reading novels. And it just takes you into a different world away yeah. and relaxes your mind. And it gives you actually greater thinking. Because yeah. working from home, you could easily find yourself working 24/7.
Yeah, you do.
And so unless you make the time to just look at something else that's not a screen. Okay, granted, iPad is a screen, but you know yeah. what I mean.
Yeah. I love movies. That's a screen as well. But still, yeah. it's an escape. It's just switching off from the day-to-day and...
It is.
Taking your mind away from the operations of what you're trying to achieve every day, just give yourself a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
A bit of a relaxation time, and you actually come back and bounce back even more creatively than you were before.
I agree. And it's also part of your, what you call me time. You yeah. really need to have a me time, especially yeah. if you're stuck in, you know, in a household with a whole bunch of people that you can, yeah. obviously their family, yeah. but
people that you can't get rid of.
Yeah. And so that was, I would say, me time. And then the second kind of like I wanted to share is it's about being kind. Nice. Being kind is really we've not that I'm saying that we're all mean. I just said sometimes we forget about being kind. Being yeah. kind to yourself,
yeah,
being
yeah.
kind to others. It is a stressful time and yeah. everybody's in the same boat. And definitely. I think that while we're getting through, we don't know what the world is going to be like, and it's actually there's a whole level of anxiety everybody's going through.
Yeah.
But if we just keep thinking, let's just be kind, I think we will be able to get through this well.
Yeah. And what lovely messages. They kind of tie into each other as well, in that if you take a bit of time to decompress, get out of the rat race, take a bit of the pressure away from you, you'll find your compassionate side.
Yeah.
So they actually tie in together really well.
That's very true, Darren. And that's what I think makes the world a better place. And yeah. I know it sounds all a bit airy-fairy, but it's actually reality, and we've got to treat this as part of our reality.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, Sandra, that's really beautiful advice, and that ties in perfectly with the philosophy that you have with your organization. So well done.
Thank you.
And, you know, I wish you guys all the absolute success in the world, because it's a great organization with a great cause. So if anybody's interested, I'm going to put all the links in the show notes. Please make contact with Sandra. And for all the listeners and the viewers, thank you so much for supporting the podcast. Love putting these shows on for you every day. And we'll be back tomorrow for another episode. But in the meantime, Sandra, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Darren. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed the show.
And for everybody else, bye for now. We'll see you very, very soon.